For the last 7 years, I've spent a lot of time with rotting food. I could tell you some things that would surprise you about the decomposition of different things. For example, avocado skins just don't break down. Neither do eggshells. Fur really doesn't go anywhere either. And while it takes a long time to break down, bread from Panera will turn blue as it does. There's lots of preservatives in that one. This revelation is most likely just absolutely disgusting for some people. But you know what? It really doesn't bother me. All of this rotting food has a purpose for me, so I can see past what it is right now at this moment in the early stages of decay to see what it will be like in a year. The world's best compost. At the urban farm where I work, we make some really good compost that we sprinkle over our beds and put in our potting mix to give the soil and our plants just a little bit of a boost. I'm Carrie Hargrove, and today we are talking about soil amendments for your backyard garden. Okay, so first things first. You should just drop the $10 and get a soil test. The University of Missouri has a soil lab that will test soil samples for any number of nutrients, but the standard basic test will run you $10. The turnaround time is pretty good. Just within a couple of days, the analysis will be emailed to you. This test will tell you some things that are helpful, like the pH of your soil, the levels of phosphorus and potassium, and those of several micronutrients. This is worthwhile information because let's say you have enough phosphorus in your ground, you don't really need to add rock phosphate, but you wouldn't know that without a soil test. The basic soil test gives you just a starting point for knowing what soil amendments your garden needs. This is a good time to point out that amending your garden soil is not necessarily the same as fertilizing. Amending the soil with compost is a long-term soil-building strategy, whereas applying Miracle-Gro is just feeding the plant. A common refrain in organic gardening is feed the soil, not the plant. Meaning that if you have super healthy soil, your tomatoes will grow strong and healthy as well. Now, I'm not against fertilizing, not at all. It's just that fertilizing and amending the soil are different strategies that can be complementary in a robust gardening scheme. Okay. Now let's start with everybody's darling, compost. Specifically, homemade compost. But first, let me digress for a moment and espouse the wonders of home composting. Did you know that up to a quarter of our trash is made up of things that rot? Think about that for a second. Not only are we throwing away a ridiculous amount of food, which means we are wasting a ridiculous amount of food, but we are using a substantial amount of landfill space for things that will break down on their own. Yeah, I'm using this platform to tell everybody to start composting. Even if you don't garden, composting is a no-brainer for waste stream minimization. Okay, I'm stepping down from my soapbox now. Back to using compost in your garden. Think about compost like a sourdough starter. Good compost will contain whole worlds of beneficial bacteria, fungi, and other invertebrates. When you're adding compost to your garden, you're really just adding these populations with the hope that they will proliferate. So you're starting with a little bit, but that little bit will keep growing over time. Adding an inch or so of compost to your garden once a year, and preferably in the fall, will do your garden well. When you add the compost, you can till it in, but you don't have to. Tilling it in has a more immediate benefit, but just adding it to the top works just fine. We call this top dressing, and it's a better mimic of what happens in nature. The compost will percolate through the soil with rain and freezing and thawing. Also, just like sourdough starter, you have to feed the compost and the soil in your garden to keep those all-important soil communities thriving. There are lots of things you can add to your garden that will make it happy. These include grass clippings, but only if you don't spray your lawn, used coffee grounds, and ground-up leaves. During the growing season, you can add these things around the edges of your garden, in the walking paths, or you can mulch your plants with them. But be careful with the grass clippings because they get really hot and can burn plants if they're too close. Adding these things in the fall and over winter is a good idea as well. The more soil organisms you have in your garden, the faster all of these additions will break down. You can also add inorganic amendments to your soil. These are usually rock dusts like rock phosphate or lime. Things that really don't break down over time. Like compost and the other organic amendments, these are long-term soil-building ingredients that are important sources of nutrients for your plants and the little guys that live in the soil. But unlike organic amendments, these rock-based ones would be more dependent upon the soil test you take. Another amendment you can add is biochar. Biochar is wood that has been burned very slowly with little oxygen, and that creates a substance that looks and feels kind of like charcoal for the grill, but with the important difference being that it's not toxic, like charcoal briquettes are. Biochar has to be dug pretty deep in the soil, like a couple of feet, which is pretty deep, and it acts like a little hotel for all the good things that live in the soil. Bacteria, fungi, and other microorganisms live in and around the biochar, and it provides them a habitat to proliferate, which is a good thing for the gardener. And like compost, a very small amount of biochar goes a very long way. You might have picked up on a common refrain throughout this monologue, and that is, put stuff in your garden that is good for the things that live in the soil. And that, right there, is the essence of organic gardening. A successful garden is wholly dependent upon the bacteria, fungi, worms, and myriad other minute subterranean organisms. Organisms who, in the course of day-to-day life, excrete wastes, slime, and other substances that plants just can't get enough of. So if the soil is happy, and your tomato plants are happy, you, gardener friend, will also be happy. And so will your dinner guests. For KBIA and the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I am Carrie Hargrove, and thanks for listening to Farm Your Yard. If you are curious about CCUA, visit our website at columbiaurbanag.org or find us on Facebook. Also, if I have piqued your desire to compost, which I hope I have, but have no place to do it yourself, we would gladly take your food scraps. Send me an email at carrie@columbiaurbanag.org. And nobody knows how to spell Carrie, so it's C-A-R-R-I-E. @columbiaurbanag.org. Also, for more information on how to take a good soil sample and where to send it to, visit soilplantlab.missouri.edu. As always, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Thanks, as always, to Carrie and the good folks at the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture for Farm Your Yard. You can listen to past pearls of wisdom on our website, kbia.org. Just click on programs. There's Thinking Out Loud. You'll find past episodes of Farm Your Yard.